Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey guys, Matt Donald here. Just letting you know once again at the top of the show that I have a Patreon. I don't know why I say it in such a glorious fanfare. Everyone has a Patreon at this point. We all have patrons. You have a Patreon, I have a Patreon, your Uncle Phil has a Patreon. If you want to support my Patreon, it's at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you'll find bonus content from my two shows, The Ripwit and Paleobites. For Paleobites, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about Aquaman. Yeah, it has some prehistoric creatures in it. It's got some Tylosaurus, it's got some pterodactyls, it's got some long necks kind of just grazing in the background in one shot, some little dinosaurs on the beach. It's got dinosaurs, man, it counts. It's just a really good movie though. I really wanted to talk about Aquaman. Anyways, link is in the description for where you can sign up to the Patreon. Oh, by the way, the link is in the description if you're listening to it on Libsyn.com, like paleobites.libsyn.com. If you're listening to this from Apple Podcasts, it's not on there. But otherwise, link is in the description. Thank you for your support and have a wonderful day.
Roar, growl, snarl, bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that covers more old dinosaurs than the National Enquirer.
Wow, that's a lot.
My name is Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by... Let's see, I just calling you the Overlord of Dinosaurs every time is just, it gets old, but...
I mean, you know, titles are titles.
It is what it is.
You
though.
Say the Under King?
Overlord, Under King. Lordess.
Under Lordess.
I heard they're making a movie about you called Overlord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's, that was the name of our wedding video.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyways, exactly. It's Lawrence Mack. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's a nice day when the fate of the free world is decided. I'm sorry, I can't help it. It's election day, 2020, when we're recording this.
Yep. I mean, it's a beautiful day outside here in sunny Colorado.
It's like 70 degrees or...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That might be a little too hot.
Yeah, for November. Yeah, is it hot in here or is it just me?
Yeah, pour a can of those doves.
Running jokes, aren't they best? Or callbacks.
Oh, yeah, right?
Callbacks. Hey, here's a nice early question. I lost it.
Oh, is it on the floor? I think I found it.
Oh, well, what is it? Oh, there it is. Okay, here it is. Oh, thank you. Oh,
okay.
If you could have a dinosaur to put into a dog show and you try to make sure that doesn't get noticed as a dinosaur, which dinosaur would you do and why in the hopes of
goodness.
Winning?
Now,
it also doesn't have to be a dinosaur, but don't make it like a dire wolf or something. That's too easy.
Oh, yeah. No. I actually, the moment you said that, I pictured Dinotopia, the movie, and when he gets 26, this little...
Oh, yeah, the little Chasmosaur. Yeah, Chasmosaur.
Yeah. And it's so cute and adorable. It's just a little tiny baby that he's just picking up and carrying around.
Oh, that's right.
And I just feel like I want to say a baby Chasmosaur.
That'd be cute. And it does kind of look like a dog, especially if we do the subject of the last episode we did where it still has the feathers. It could be mistaken as fur.
Yeah.
I'd be like, whoa, what an exotic looking dog.
It has a little baby fur and you know, it's just adorable. It has a tail that it could potentially try and wag.
Wag, yeah.
Yeah.
It could probably sit.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it'd be cute.
Well, you know, it's a dog. This isn't like one of those agility dog shows. It'd just be the ones where it just runs and then people.
Right, it's like the Puppy Bowl thing.
Oh, isn't well, that. Well, then your Chasmus sword has. It's going to just destroy all those puppies. It's going to run right through them. you've turned the Puppy Bowl into a bloodbath.
Well, I mean, you know. I'm sure other people are hiding dinosaurs in there, too. So,
I
mean,
guess that's true. That's
I'm sure there'll be a little baby velociraptor. Somebody's trying to pass off as a poodle or something.
Okay.
And I mean, a chihuahua. Man, they're evil. I mean,
they certainly are, aren't they? They're part dinosaur. Okay, so speaking of shows, you know what's used to be in shows before Blackfish? Dolphins. And you know what animal is kind of like a dolphin?
I know this one.
Yes.
Is it an armadillo?
Yes. You nailed it.
Yes.
I was going to say penguin, but your answer was funnier.
It was the claws.
Yeah. Anyways, ichthyosaurus is what we're talking about today.
Ichthyosaurus.
It means fish lizard.
Oh, that was the name of my great-great-grandfather. Fish lizard.
Fish lizard. Is that his title, too?
Yes. He was one of the lizard men, and he literally liked to go fishing.
That makes sense. Fish lizard is what I had for brunch earlier today.
Oh, okay. That sounds pretty good. Some surf and turf.
Yeah.
Not exactly the normal turf, but,
Come on. Fried lizard scales is a delicacy, you know?
Right. Oh, yes. True, it is.
little eggs. It's like caviar, but harder, crunchier.
Right. I like to eat mine deep fried, because, I mean, of course, anything's good deep fried.
Throw anything in a fryer and I'll eat it. Like, anything. Actually, no, not anything. Maybe not.
This is some good garden hose.
All right, type. Guess it's an ichthyosaur.
No way.
Why not?
I thought for sure it was going to be some sort of a tyrannosaur or something.
That's true. Ichthyosaurus rex.
Ichthyosaurus rex. That's amazing.
That'd be pretty big. That'd be pretty scary.
Right.
It was ichthyosaur, a group of fish-like marine reptiles that dominated the earlier parts of the Mesozoic.
Okay.
Size 10 to 11 feet / 3.3 meters long.
Okay.
It was a carnivore. Time, late Triassic to early Jurassic, 207 to 183 million years ago.
Oh, I think I remember that time.
You do? It was so long ago.
I think it was around 300 million years that I lost my memory.
You remember everything after then, but not before then.
Yes.
Carboniferous is mostly nothing to you, the Carboniferous.
Yeah. There are so many trees and things, and
they bugs, all had big bugs,
and I was just high most of the time.
I wish I remembered that time, because then I could learn that, you know, everything goes on regardless of what happens.
Right, yeah, exactly. No matter what happens in this election, it's just the next 4 years, and that is nothing to the history of the Earth.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was actually talking about my last bowel movement. I'm really worried about what it means now.
For that, we can hire a special bowel movement reader.
Proctologist, right? Anyways, location, Belgium, England, Germany, Switzerland, and Indonesia.
And also, I wanted to talk about this one because there was one found in British Columbia.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
It was a few years ago, more than a few years ago now. Is the biggest ichthyosaur ever found.
Ooh.
And it was the... I'm sure.
Ooh, actually, I'm bringing this up in the later episode. A later episode, we're talking about Shastasaurus. That one was found in British Columbia.
Oh, really?
And that is an ichthyosaurus.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. I thought I said it was just an ichthyosaur.
Well, it is a type of ichthyosaur, but it's not ichthyosaurus.
Oh. Maybe that was it. Or maybe...
Yeah.
I remember, I remember it being really, really quite large.
It is quite large. Not 10 to 11 feet, though.
I think this one's like 20 feet or something.
Oh, no, we'll get to it in the coming weeks.
That
gets to be like in May when that one releases,
nice.
May 2021. All right, it was described 1821, so quite early on.
Okay.
Pop culture appearances. One fights with a plesiosaurus in Jules Verne's Journey to the Center of the Earth, which is pretty neat.
Nice.
Also, Ark Survival Evolved again. And there was one in the 9th Land Before Time movie.
Oh, wow.
Journey to Big Water, which some supplemental material called a dolphin because they assumed kids were too dumb to know what an ichthyosaurus was, which I say, come on, kids are the only audience that could reliably know what an ichthyosaurus
was. Right, yeah, exactly. An adult might think it's a dinosaur, but good lord. Kids
come on,
know what's up.
Come on, you expect better from kids.
Yeah.
Also, there was going to be a scene of them in an aquarium alongside some plesiosaurus in Jurassic World, but it got cut for some reason.
Oh, lame.
I know, that would have been so cool.
Right?
Could have fought off the mosasaur or something. Well, somehow. Swarm it.
Herd attack, yeah, swarm. Can you imagine just watching this mosasaur get eaten alive by a school of ichthyosauruses?
Like ichthyosauruses that like piranhas.
Right, exactly.
Marine reptiles were quite varied, and some of them became very specialized for aquatic life, from the nothosaurs to the plesiosaurs to the mosasaurs to even some fully aquatic crocodilomorphs. The Mesozoic seas were the golden age of marine reptiles, and none of these reptiles were more obviously tailored to such aquatic lifestyles than the ichthyosaurs.
Nice.
With their streamlined bodies, their two-pronged tails, and prominent dorsal fins, they looked remarkably like fish for reptiles. But in fact, it was impossible for them to leave the water at all, making them completely pelagic animals.
Oh.
Because of this, they gave birth to live young, like the whales and dolphins of today.
Interesting.
Like, we even have fossils of some, like, still sticking out. Unfortunately, both of them got killed somehow.
That's gross, but okay.
Yeah. It was.
Yikes. Something happened mid-birth.
Here's what happened. This is a very dark joke. I apologize. They were trying to do an abortion. But, you know, the PC police, or none of the people, the moral guardians, are like, no, not allowed.
No.
We must kill, we're pro-life, so we must kill both of them.
So riddle me this. So the people, that I imagine that most of the people who are pro-life are also anti-dinosaur.
Yes.
Because obviously there's some form of, you know, Catholic, most likely.
Yeah, they either
dinosaurs exist.
They either devil put them down there to test our faith, or they just missed the boat on the they
right.
drowned in the flood. Yeah,
exactly. So what would they do if they saw a dinosaur having an abortion?
They would doubly freak out.
They're doubly freak.
They'd be like, "Oh my god,
just...
this is the devil's work."
Their head would just implode to be like, well, they don't exist, and I'm pro-life, but apparently they're killing themselves, and they're not even supposed to exist, so is that a good thing?
That's true.
Oh,
I would
gosh.
Like to think that they would go and just and be even more adamant to, like, ban, like they would ban Jurassic Park like they used to try and ban Harry Potter.
Yep, exactly. They go pick it outside of Universal Studios.
Anyways, unlike terrestrial live birthing animals, the young are born tail first. Otherwise, they would drown during delivery.
Oh, interesting.
We used to think this live birth thing was unique to the ichthyosaurs, and that the plesiosaurs went on to land to lay eggs like turtles. But we have since learned that every major marine reptile of the Mesozoic era gave birth to live young.
Oh, really?
So consider your thunder thoroughly stolen, ichthyosaurs.
Yeah, take that, ichthyothor.
Ichthyothorth.
It is, you know, thunder. You got a thunder thor, ichthyothor.
Oh, that's a pretty bad... ichthyothorth rex.
Right.
That's a terrifying image.
I was trying to make a pun, it just sounds like we have lisps.
ichthyothorus. It's hard to say because you have to make sure that last is... It is actually
right.
correct. So ichthyothorus.
Yeah, ichthyothorus. There we
Isn't
go.
It? It sounds weird.
Right, I know.
It's got to all be ichthyothorth. Ichthyosaurus was the first... was the first complete fossil found by the famous English paleontologist Mary Anning, who initially uncovered its skeleton when she was only about 10 years old. And this was the first of many fossils of marine animals Anning found throughout her life in the seabed cliffs outside Lyme Regis. It's an area in England.
Okay.
And she made a living selling them to collectors, from whole ichthyosaurus and plesiosaurus skeletons to small ammonite and belemnite shells.
Wow.
Belemnite. In fact, Anning is commonly believed to be the inspiration behind the famous tongue twister, "She sells seashells by the seashore."
Those seashells are fossilized, though.
But she sells them by the seashore.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
did not know that.
Yeah, I learned that actually too when doing research for this animal for this episode. I do paleobites so I can learn stuff too, guys.
Right? Yeah,
I'm not
exactly.
just relaying my knowledge.
Yeah, this is a show for learning.
Yeah, a show for learning. Let's see, how it's the best... I was going to try to think of make a joke, but I don't remember. I'm so bad. This is a show for learning, but hey, Overlord of Dinosaurs, go give that dinosaur an abortion. I need to silence my phone.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, you know, your phone might have an abortion here.
Let's take an abort. I don't want to know. God, this episode's dark.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Okay. Please still vote for me for Overlord.
Please still go to my Patreon. I'm going to lose some patrons for this. Anyways, there's actually a movie about Mary Anning called Ammonite, where she's portrayed by Kate Winslet.
Really?
Yeah.
How have I not heard about this?
It was supposed to come out in later this month when we're recording in November, but now it's like April or whatever.
Oh, so it's like a new movie that's...
Yes, coronavirus, who knows if it's actually going to be released.
Right, it seems like that might probably be one of those movies that could be like released at home for like $10 or something.
Something like that. This movie, she's portrayed by Kate Winslet, but the movie also involves a lesbian romance with one of her colleagues that almost certainly didn't happen, but hey, maybe it did.
Hey, you never know.
Mary Anning never got married, so we have no clue what her love life actually was like.
Yeah, maybe she was.
Yeah, it certainly makes the movie more appealing to those who nominate Oscars.
Right, yeah,
which
exactly.
Is assuming the reason they did that.
And if a paleontologist can get can win an Oscar, then I'm all for it.
Yeah. See, that's when it's really hot, you know, when it's lesbians but also paleontologists.
Right. Oh, yeah, can't get hotter than that.
Oh, God. All right.
Alrighty. Farewell to some of the listening base. It's been nice knowing you. Yeah.
As well as their trademark fish-like bodies, ichthyosaurs are notable for their bizarre appendages. Their phalanges, a.k.a. their digit bones, are small in disc shape and positioned in long rows across their fingers, and many species of ichthyosaurs have non-pathological polydactylism, which means they have naturally had more than 5 fingers.
Wait, does that mean they could count to more than 10?
Yeah, in fact, some of them had up to 10 fingers per hand, which means they could count to 20 without their toes.
Oh, I was trying to do that math. You got to 20 long before I could.
And coupled with their many phalanges per finger, with all those fingers and all the phalanges, you get some ichthyosaur fin fossils that look like just like a section of roof tiles on a Mediterranean house.
Oh,
just a tiny padding of thick bones and of tiny bones in a thick grid. That's just weird, man.
Weird, man. Does that help them swim or something, I think?
I guess, make it more like a big paddle.
Stroke?
Yeah. It's not like you could tell this in the actual... It's not like you could see the fingers out in the... It was just a big flipper.
Right,
this is just internally, so...
Right. But, I mean, the bones would make the flipper stronger to be able to move probably faster, I would say.
Something like that. And also, like, their tails might be able to move back and forth to do something like that. Although I just realized if they have flippers, that means they could actually only count to 2 with their...
They probably didn't have individual control over their fingers.
No, they couldn't see them in there.
Oh, good. Okay. So I can count to 4 at least, I know. So I'm okay. I'm safe.
Okay. Yes,
1, 2, 4.
What's 2 plus 1?
Oh, 1, 2, 5, 6, 4. Is that right?
So what's 2 plus 1? 21, right? Yeah.
Yes. No, 12.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but when you're at them, you got to flip them back around.
That's true. We know math. All right. Anyways, the ichthyosaur family thrived in the Triassic and early Jurassic. But as the Mesozoic went on, they started getting outcompeted by the plesiosaurs and pliosaurs, which were actually better adapted to life in the water than the ichthyosaurs for some reason, despite not being as fish-like in appearance. Go figure.
The Loch Ness Monster is prime.
Yeah, it's true. The Loch Ness Monster isn't an ichthyosaur. The Loch Ness Monster is a plesiosaur, not an ichthyosaur. So
right.
therefore, plesiosaurs are more successful because they last all the way to the modern day.
But, I mean, we have dolphins. Dolphins are ichthyosaurs, according to Land Before Time.
It's all coming back. It's all making sense now.
Yep.
All right.
And that's why the ichthyosaurs leave and thank us for all the fish.
What? By the mid-Cretaceous, ichthyosauruses were completely extinct, and the oceans were never the same again.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nah, that's not true. There were sharks, mosasaurs, and dolphins to later fill the same niches. So, buh-bye, ichthyosaurs. Your time is up.
Time is up. And the ocean is still scary AF. don't touch my toe in that at all. That would be absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, unless, you know, the election goes a certain way, in which case I'm just going to live in the ocean in a big pineapple under the sea, you know?
Yeah, that's probably less scary than what would be going on up here.
I mean, Mr. Krabs is still preferable to what we have up here. He's just as much of a capitalist, just as greedy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, hey, at least you'll have the chance of getting ripped apart and swallowed whole by a mosasaur.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
it's a good life.
Upside. Yeah.
Anyways, these are cool creatures, though, except for their fin bones. Those are kind of disturbing.
Yeah, it seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like power. It's like a power upgrade.
Is it? I wouldn't want my fingers to look like that. Just like, just a bunch of tiles. Looks like you could play connect the dots on them.
I mean, yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Anyways,
it'd be a lot harder to write, and you wouldn't be able to have your other podcast.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
You wouldn't be able to write with those clubs.
Just like plump, 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 plump. Just flippers flapping onto the keyboard.
You're like one of those really old people who's trying to type with one finger. And see, I just got the one fin. Plop, plop, plop.
You need, like, really big keys, so you could one fin could be, like, one on one key.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Big
your keyboard would be like 4 feet long.
Be like a big table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we're at everyone's favorite part of the show. We're rate the animal 1 out of 65 million. This is a classic creature.
Yeah, it's classic. Yeah. It's cool. It was until the plesiosaur came out. It was the most perfectly adept marine.
Exactly.
Creature.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's got to give us some points. Obviously, it's got that power upgrade.
It's got the power upgrade.
It's not the most beautiful thing. It might be clumsy. But
it inspired. It furthered the career of one of the best women in paleontology, the most revered women in British paleontology.
Yep.
So
yeah, exactly.
Kate Winslet played her, so that's pretty cool.
Right, yeah, I mean, exactly. If you're being portrayed
Kate Winslet
by
played the ichthyosaurus, I mean, yeah.
Oh, that makes it even better. That raises my score. Wow. Okay. Let's see. What's above 65 million?
All right. So I'm going to rate this, I don't know, maybe like 50 million. Like, it's a good round 50 million. Like,
good round 50 million. Nice. Yeah. I think I'll go 52 million.
That specific number?
Well, I could say 52,800,422.
Oh, but that's just your inner Vulcan talking.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was a little bit better than what I would do. Well, my 50 million, 50 is my favorite number. And so
oh, that's right, that's right, yes. Thing. I forgot
so
about
I
that.
So I didn't want to go exactly 50 million. But 40 seemed too low. And I think I like Pachyrhinosaurus better, and I just rated that at 57.
That's right. Okay, so
I
5 million less.
52 was,
was
appropriate.
That makes sense. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact us at matt.d@matthewdonacreator.com for any questions to either co-host. I can relay any of them. Rate us 5 stars on Amazon. I mean, if you think we deserve it, I guess. Which, after this episode, hell no, we don't.
Well, actually, as Overlord, I command thee to give us 5 stars.
Oh, well, you heard it here. I have another podcast called The Writ Wits, if you like writing, or writing. It's two twits. We talk about writing. I'm a writer. That's what I do.
He does not have the clubbed finger joint things of an ichthyosaurus.
Thank
God. He is able to write.
So I also don't have any money, so. also I have a book series on Amazon, Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. Dinosaur Sci-Fi. That's pretty cool. No ichthyosaurs in it, though, unfortunately. Focus on the sea creatures that much.
Imagine ichthyosaurs with lasers jumping out.
That'd be pretty cool.
Right?
I have mosasaurs with lasers.
Right. Oh, okay. That might be better.
All right, that's it for this week. As I say at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites, how's that?
Thanks for all the fish.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.